to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Oh my goodness, it is so fantastic to get some time with you. And I'm really excited because my daughter, Isabel, is also joining with us here in just a few moments. So we have Isabel, we have my mom, we have me, we have three generations. And I love that because I believe that God is a generational God. And so thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your time. And I want to share an encouraging testimony with you from Bethany. Bethany prayed with our ministry, and after tithing, she also received a new car, laptop, and washer and a dryer. I think that's totally cool. And I love that because those are all such very practical things that she needed, a washer, a dryer, a laptop, a car. These are all just functions that we need in our daily life. So if you have a need in your life, please hop on the phone, get on the website, a financial need, a physical need. Maybe you're struggling on a decision. Maybe you've got some emotional issues, family issues. We would love to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. And Mom, what do you want to say to our partners today?
Well, I want to thank them because we couldn't do what we do to touch the world with the gospel. So this is very important, you know. So if you're watching today and you are a partner, be blessed, especially blessed. If you're not a partner, become a partner. That will bless you no end. So I'm looking forward to having new partners.
That's right. And Mom, we're joining a ministry time that you, me, and Isabel have done here in just a moment. So thank you again. And of course, we want to encourage you, as you watch this ministry time, we have a special gift for you called the Names of God cards. And as you watch this ministry time, you're going to see how God's names can become so powerful and practical in your life.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of his names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself to you through his many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and the Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with Him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of His wonderful gifts for you through each one of His names. Call or click.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
We are so glad to get time with you today and totally excited because I have Isabel and my mom, my daughter and my mom here, and we get to minister to you today on the needs in your life, specifically around the names of God. And Mom, there is a really cool name of God that deals with provision. What would that name be?
Okay, that can be in many ways. So I think he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And so we look for that for peace. We look for that for joy. We look for that to have favor with people who don't like us, you know? So I take it for wherever the need is. You can use it. You don't abuse it, but you use it. And I can tell you personally, it works, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you might be watching right now and there's gaps and lack in your life. There can be a lack of finances. There can be a lack of wisdom. There can be a lack of favor. There can be a lack of direction, a lack of resources, a lack of energy, and whatever the need is in your life, we want you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you, minister to you. And we have these totally cool cards, the Names of God cards, and we want to give them to you for free. You're like, free? Yeah, exactly. God, right. Your provider, right? He's providing these names of God for you to really be a resource and help you be aware of who God is in a very powerful way on a personal level. And Isabel, when have you experienced God providing for you?
Every day, but specifically, there was a time where I was fundraising for a missions trip, and I was $3,000 short, which is not a small amount of money. And I was maybe 16 at the time, and I did not have $3,000 on hand as a 16-year-old. And so I prayed and prayed and prayed and sent out my ministry letters. And it was getting to a point where if I didn't have the money, I was going to be kicked off of the team. And the night before the end, like the deadline, I received a check in the mail for $3,000,
wow,
covered the rest of my trip. And that was, I mean... that was the biggest time, the first time the Lord had provided for me financially in that way. And that trip ended up changing my life, setting me on a trajectory to where I am today. Mm. And so the Lord really, he starts with a little provision, but then he takes off and it turns into this beautiful and amazing, like destiny changing moment. And I believe right now, those of you who are watching, you have little needs that the Lord is going to provide, but those little needs are going to start growing and they're going to become bigger needs and bigger needs and bigger needs. And you're going to jump into the trajectory of God is going to change your life. Some of you, you need a bill paid. The Lord is providing the money for that bill. But you know, in 2 years, he's going to provide you with the rest of the money for the mortgage. So I believe that right now the Lord is growing your faith for more and more provision. Jehovah Jireh, he'll supply all your needs. And so if you need prayer that the Lord would build your faith for provision, go on our website, call right now. We want to pray with you that the Lord would build your faith for provision. And don't forget to get your Names of God card. These are the best. Mm-hmm. These are thebomb.com, and having them will help grow your faith in who God is in your life today, tomorrow, 2 years from now. This will change your life.
Mm-hmm. And as I'm thinking about the Lord, our provider, Mom, is this right? Isn't it when Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac? Isn't that the context? He's got Isaac tied up on the altar and he's got the knife and he's about ready to, because God said, you know, offers Isaac, your only beloved son, as a sacrifice. He's about ready. But he still has confidence that God will be his provision. And this is where, isn't this the first time where we see Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider?
Yes.
And where, how did that play out?
Well, because God spoke that, you know. Where else can you look? I mean, you're looking to him. And so I think sometimes, Sarah, God brings us to the end of ourself to trust him and to give us bigger miracles. Bigger miracles when you trust him for it. Mm. It's wonderful.
Yep. In the story of Abraham and Isaac, what was the big miracle?
Well, the story of Abraham and Isaac, the big miracle was the deliverance.
Yes.
It was a deliverance. And I would think, just in the natural, that it had to be supernatural. How could it be any other way? If you read the story, you think, wow, they had to trust God or sink.
Mm-hmm. And in the story, I always find it powerful because Abraham takes Isaac as well as a couple servants with them, and Abraham says, I and the lad will go and worship God, and we will come back to you.
Yeah.
And I find that to be so encouraging that Abraham believed God.
Yeah.
Even though he was supposed to like sacrifice Isaac, there has to be more than one to have a we. We will come back. And you might be watching right now and you feel like you're just on the cusp. You know, you're like on the cusp of foreclosure. Or maybe you're watching and you've already been kicked out and there doesn't seem to be resources. And sometimes you're watching and there's more month than there is money, right? you run out of money before the end of the month, and we would love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the opportunity, privilege of getting to pray for you. And when you do, of course, we want to put this in your hands, your free gift of the Names of God cards to help you experience God and the reality of God in your daily living and God as your provider. And Isabel, you know, when Isaac is on the altar, where is the miracle provision in that moment, at that second?
It's the ram in the thicket. Mm. And I can't, would you ever sacrifice me, Mom?
No.
What if God asked you?
Mm. Oh. It'd be... Yeah, we have some problems.
But Isaac is tied up, and, you know, the angel says, stop. Look, there's a ram caught in the thicket. Mm-hmm. And Abraham is like, oh, just takes a breath. Can you imagine the relief mm-hmm. and the faith that he had to where he had Isaac down to the wire? And Isaac, how freaked out he must have been. Mm-hmm. And the Lord still provided, and he still had faith to the last second.
Yep.
The Lord provided.
And right. And I think sometimes in that emergency moment, it's like hard nail biting, and you're watching, you're like, ah, you know, but then some of you watching, I have this testimony and just really encourage you. Some of you, it's like too late, right? It's all, you're already past the deadline. And I remember one time, Reese and I were driving, we were going away on a vacation. And he fell asleep because he was tired and it was afternoon. He fell asleep at the wheel. We're driving on the highway and he's driving, I don't know, 65 speed limit or whatever. And he falls asleep while he's driving, and the car veers off and almost goes down a ravine. He flips the car. We get back on the road, run into a big semi, and, you know, have this huge car wreck. Nobody's hurt. But man, it was bad news. I remember when we walked away from that car wreck, I told Reese, I said, let's pray that God brings us something better than we ever started with in this car. And that car had been a blessing to us. But the end of the story, 2 months down the road, God absolutely brought us a complete upgrade. And it was a very supernatural provision. In fact, the insurance company, we totaled the car, said, oh, we'll pay you this amount. And it was like $500 less than what we paid for the car, like 3 years after we had bought the car, which is like, that doesn't happen. That was like completely miraculous. And so I just encourage you, maybe you need a car. That's such a fundamental need for a lot of us. You don't live in a city that has transportation-friendly mass transit, but you need a car. Maybe you've had a car that's been a lemon, and you're like, oof, or maybe you've had a consistent car problems. But I know that God can provide a car for you. God is our provider. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and we would love to pray for you that God would give you a supernatural car and a provision for that transportation. And, you know, no matter what the need is in your life, God can absolutely step in. I think sometimes we look at the need, but we don't focus on God. And that's why I also want to encourage you to grab your cards today, because these cards will help you focus on who God is, the names mm-hmm. of God, God as your peace, God as your healer, God as your provision, God as your victory, as your banner, God who is continually present. Sometimes you feel like you've been abandoned, but seeing and experiencing God who is present and with you now. God is a creator God, the all-powerful, the one who can form and shape from his words and bring worlds into beings, the creator, that this is who God is. So we want to pray for you to know God and who he is in all of these displays, all of these names. Hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your cards today.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's Word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's Word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah, because God has a special message just for you. You say, do you really think so? I really think He does. So watch this very carefully and grab hold of the truth that God wants to plant in you. It's important.
And you know, it's really cool, Mom, because you wrote a book called The Names of God, and it's such a powerful, powerful book. And one of the names of God that you talk about in it is Jehovah Tsidkenu.
Yes.
And what does that mean? Because it sounds like it's a hard name to kind of wrap our head around.
I know. Well, it means the Lord is our righteousness. So, you know, I think a lot of times we don't feel very holy or very right with God. Or maybe people have told us we're not, you know, I thought you would do better than this. But it says He is our righteousness. It's present tense. We're righteous in Him. We might not feel righteous, but He is our righteousness. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Mm-hmm.
And Isabel, in terms of like all the Hebrew stuff, because that's kind of like your sweet spot.
Yeah.
What is that? What does it mean to us?
So Tzidka is righteous, and then Enu is like for us. So it would be the Lord is like our righteousness. And righteousness is right living. It's what happens after you give your life to Christ. And then when you repent, you turn righteous. And it's an identity thing. Righteousness is not, you know, I have to work hard to deserve. Righteousness is a byproduct of salvation. Mm-hmm. And so when we say that the Lord is our righteousness, it means that you don't have to be in right living on your own volition. You don't have to work to earn your salvation. It means that you allow God to work through you, and you live a righteous life by allowing Him to live through you. And I know there are many of you watching, and you really struggle with the idea of righteousness. It may feel like every day, every mistake you made, you know, you keep a list in your head. Oh, I messed up in this way. You know, I listened to a non-Christian song, all these things. But the Lord, Jehovah Tsidkenu, is your righteousness. And I would encourage you that you need to take a step back and breathe and let the Lord work through you. There are many of you who have struggles with addiction. You know, you're addicted to pornography, you're addicted to alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. The Lord wants to heal you of that, because that is not who you are. When you let God live through you, the things that are not who you are fall away. So call, go on the website right now. We want to pray with you that God would break the hold of addiction, and that He would work through you and in you, bringing you into right living, helping you to live a righteous life, and that it wouldn't feel like a burden to live righteously, but that it would be a joy because you get to partner with the Lord every day making decisions.
I love that. And I just want to encourage you that we have these really cool cards, the Names of God cards. There's 12 cards in this packet, and this is free. This is our gift to you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And what I love about all of these cards is there's the name of God on it, as well as a Bible verse to correspond, that they can encourage your faith. And this would be great to do in a Bible study. This would be great to do in a book club. This would be great to do in a small group. And this would be really, really great. You could shoot a picture and put it on your phone, save it as a home screen. You can keep a copy of one of these in your car. You could put it on your bathroom mirror window or whatever. But these are a really powerful resource to help you in your daily experience of who God is. And Isabel, you know, I know in these different names of God, you've had God show up for you in really powerful ways. What would you say would be like one of your absolute favorite names of God?
All of them. But I would have to say Emmanuel. which means God with us.
Yeah.
I love Emmanuel because it talks to the closeness of God and how we're kind of like a God sandwich. He's in us and he's around us. And so we're never away from his presence. He's constantly surrounding us and he's working from the inside out. Mm. What about you?
And similar to that, Jehovah Shammah. And we read about that one is a hard one because it's the very last verse. That's where we read about it. The very last verse of Ezekiel, like it's Ezekiel 48 verse like 30 or 35. And it says the Lord is there. And I think for me, that's that kind of speaks into the abandonment stuff. And there are times I know that I have felt like God wasn't there or I was abandoned or I was alone, isolated and kind of, you know, fringe and really struggling with that. And you might be struggling right now where you feel abandoned, like God didn't show up. God wasn't there. Maybe you've been disappointed with God. Maybe you came to church and somebody hurt you at church, a pastor or an usher or somebody said something sharp and you feel like God has left you or God isn't present. We want to pray for you. We want to pray that God would absolutely redeem that situation, help you to know God is present. God with us, as well as Jehovah Shammah, God is there. And Isabel, can you think of an experience in your life when you've sensed God, Emmanuel, God with us, God with you?
Yeah, I was really struggling with depression, and it was actually a really dangerous time in my life. And I had walked away from the faith totally. I didn't believe in God. And I was at a church service pretending like I believed in God. And I said, you know what, I'm so alone and I'm so depressed. Lord, if you're there, show me that you're there. And he gave me a vision, and I was drowning in a lake, which is what I felt like. And I kept looking at the shore, and I said, God, where are you? Where are you? You're not at the shore. You're not sending me a lifeline. And he said, look around you. And I looked around in the lake, and he was right there next to me. And he said, I've never left you. I'm not at the shore. I'm close to you. I'm near you. I'm going to be in the lake with you. And then when you come and when you take a breath, I'm going to breathe with you. Mm. And that changed my life. Mm-hmm. And it changed my idea from a God who was watching me suffer to a God who was with me in my suffering. And Mimi, have you ever experienced like a depressive time in your life?
Oh yeah, I think everyone has. And you know, you think, well, where are you, God? You know, I don't understand what you, seems like you've deserted me. And so I think, call us, let us pray with you.
Yeah, we want to pray that God would transform your outlook on depressive episodes and on depressive seasons from a God who's far away, who's watching you, to one who is close and near to you and cares for you.
And I think the enemy would try to really sabotage that and really plant the seeds of doubt and the seeds of anxiety and isolation. And that's what the enemy does. The enemy comes in, and the enemy is a liar. Jesus says his native language is lying. And so we really want to encourage you that God is present with you. But more than us encouraging you, we want to pray for you that you would know God as present now in this moment at this time in your life. So hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the opportunity to pray for you. And of course, we want to give you these free cards, the names of God. And in these cards, there's 12 of them. You're going to have all kinds of cool awareness in Isabel. There's Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah. There's Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rova, El Shaddai, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rohi. Holy buckets. Wow. I know.
Almost that's too many.
I know. I love that. But the reality is God is our all in all. Amen. God is your strength. God is your provision. God is your sustenance. God is your healer. God is your ever-present help. God is continually with you. God never leaves you. God never forsakes you. God never abandons you. And I want to encourage you that if you're in a time and a season where your health is a struggle, where your finances are a struggle, where you're having issues in your soul, in your emotions, where you're having issues on favor at work, where you're having struggles in terms of making a decision, finding the direction of God in your life, I want to encourage you that we want to pray for you. We know that God absolutely comes in. And those gaps, and instead of looking at the gap, see it as an opportunity. So many times we look at the gap and the gap becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Right. And we neglect to look at God, who can come into that gap and overwhelm that gap. God is infinite. There is no space. There is no need. There is no weakness. There is no sickness that God cannot come in and fully occupy and transform. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you to experience all of who God is. And we'd love for you to get these cards so that they can be a part of your daily life to know God's presence every single day.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of his names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself to you through his many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and the Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of his wonderful gifts for you through each one of his names. Call or click today.
We're so glad that you've joined this program. Mom, would you pray for our audience to know the names of God?
Yes, because that's a very personal walk with God. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Father, I pray for everyone watching this program that we will have a direct connection with you. That it isn't just maybe, but for sure, we have that connection. So we connect today in our prayer, and we believe today is that turnaround, breakthrough, ministry time that God is giving to us personally today. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Lord, I just want to tag right along. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are encountering each and every member of our audience in a specific way today, that they will know you for each individual situation as the God who provides, the God who heals, the God of peace, the God who's always with them. I thank you for our audience. And I thank you that they would really seek after you in a new way today. In your name we pray. Amen. We are so excited that you're joining us today. Thank you so much. We want you to call right now and get your copy of the Names of God cards for free. This is our gift to you. We want you to learn more about God in your daily life. So make sure you call, go on the website right now, make sure you get this. We are so blessed by your presence here. And I know that God wants to encounter you in a new way today. He wants to minister to your heart, to minister to your situation, to your family, and he wants to bless you in a totally new way today.